Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death, an endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph o'er the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
We're going to sing. I'll ask you to be seated. A couple of things we're going to do a little bit differently today. One of them is we're not going to wander around and greet one another just for the sake of time, but there is the fellowship time after the service, and please make sure you greet our visitors. Mrs. Freemark, how would you like them to come up?
First and second
graders. All right, I'd ask for the first and second graders that are part of Club Rock to come forward, and I believe you'd like them over on this side.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you. Todd, can you? Okay. Hey, just real quickly, for those of you that may not be aware of who all helps with Club Rock, I'd like to introduce the staff and the people that were really instrumental in making this happen this year. We couldn't have done it without Jim, and I'd ask you to stand when I talk about you here. Couldn't have done it without Jim Hoffman and everything he did behind the scenes and pulling stuff together. April Haig did a ton with registering, getting the names list, and all that stuff. Lori obviously does the music. Miranda Bode did the games. Stay standing too, please. Jason Burma and Lucas Hall did the story time. Maggie Dom did the first and second grade boys. Larry and Sherry Van Zee did first and second grade girls. Valerie did third and fourth grade girls. Bonnie Uris, Sandy Sievertson, and myself did third and fourth grade boys. Yes, it took all three of us. Not all at the same time. We just kind of divided and conquered there because I was with basketball for a while in the fall there, so I couldn't do it. So those two ladies helped help do that. Tom Lichty and Jalen Burma did fifth and sixth grade. Kelly Van Vuren was kind of our floater. She helped all over the place, mostly fifth and sixth grade, but she kind of helped wherever. Sandy Sievertson also ran all the curriculum and had that in the classrooms ready to go. And then there was a Faye Lichty did the kitchen, and I have no idea how many people helped her working and bringing treats. But if you did, please stand. We'd like to thank you. Give these people a round of applause for all they did. One final big thank you to our church. If you want to know how God works and how the devil works, without a youth pastor, there was some serious conversation about, can we do Club Rock? Can we do Club Rock? And boy, it was tough, because the easy thing to do would have been to say, nope, we don't have a youth pastor. It's too much work. No one's got time, this and that. But the Lord laid it on all these people's hearts to contribute, and our kind of motto was divide and conquer. So there was no way any one of us had the time to do what the youth pastor would do. So we all kind of split up and did what we could to keep Club Rock going. And I was busy with youth basketball in the fall. I'm gonna get emotional about this because I came back in January and they sang that song, and I said, "This is why we're doing Club Rock." Thank you, everyone. If you did anything to help Club Rock, even prayed, your financial contributions is huge for the ministry of God. Thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you, Mark, and the CE board that made the decision to move forward back in July and August. This is normally opportunity we bring prayer requests and praises, but because of the different activities of our service, I will pray, and then we will have our offering. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for just how we can come together to see your will accomplished. We thank you so much for each of the students that were able to participate and be a part of Club Rock. It's just the reminder start thinking about the final program, but also coming up in May, our VBS. We thank you for each of our volunteers, for our church body that comes alongside of these ministries. Father, we are grateful for how you work in our lives. We lift up just each individual here. There are many different needs. We are at different stages of life, as well as at different stages in this pathway, and some of us may be facing trials. I just ask that you would be an ever-present reminder that you are there to help. Father, we thank you for the season of the year as we get closer and closer to spring, Lord willing, as well as the celebration of Palm Sunday, celebration of Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, that is the true reminder that you have sent your Son into the world to seek and to save those who are lost. And we thank you for the opportunity of partnering with those around the world. We pray for Jackie, that you would continue to be with her in this final month, that you would keep her health and herself strong, as you bring open doors before her, that she would be sensitive to your Spirit's leading in the lives of the students and staff she comes in contact with. And we pray for her safe journey back home. Father, we pray that for those that are preparing for summer ministries, mission projects, camps, all those opportunities to serve you and to be drawn closer to you, we just pray for those preparations as well. Father, we are grateful for the opportunities we have to serve, but also as we come to this time in our service to give back to you a portion of what you have blessed us with, knowing that you own the cattle on a thousand hills. You are not in need of our finances. It is us in need of being reminded that you, this is an act of faith. And Father, we thank you for the gifts that we're about to receive. We ask that you would bless those that give. We ask that you would continue to strengthen and expand the ministry here in Miller and St. Lawrence and around our state and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. This past weekend out at Sunshine on Friday and Saturday, they had their annual youth retreat called Megateen, and the campus looked rather full. The chapel or the gym looked full of excitement, and as well as the opportunity to hear from God. And one of the groups participating was the Frontier School of the Bible praise team, their ministry team, and Pastor Andrew graciously showed up along with them. He'll always be Pastor Andrew to me. Andrew was our first youth pastor. It's always a great connection that we have with Frontier. The youth pastor candidate coming in April has been mentored by Andrew. So we'll have a few things to maybe fix. I don't know. But Abe and Diana have definitely reflected that they have spent time under the mentorship of Andrew. Andrew's heartbeat for the students at Frontier, but also for the ministry here. So Andrew, if you would come forward and let you introduce your team. We also support Andrew and Marissa as missionaries from our church, but we won't ask him to give a 10-minute introduction. He'll come back sometime this summer to give us a deeper introduction of what's going on. So, brother.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and have the worship team come up here. But it's always so good to come back and see family, but no, I did not bring my family, and I'm sorry, because I know you guys don't really care to see me. I understand that, so we are planning to come back later this year for that. But so this is our team. The school year has been a good year. It's been a hard year. I just continue to ask for prayers for me. I'm finishing about 2.5 months of every week doing something, and I'm running out of energy. I'm not as young as I used to be, and I need more caffeine. So a little bit about our team. So over here we have Tyler Late. He's from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Emma is also from Nebraska. Ashley on the cello. It's not a large violin like I thought it was, so I was told it's a cello. But Ashley's from Utah. You guys all know Taylor. She's from right here. Megan is from Nebraska. The drummer is not from Frontier. our drummer on Monday, right before we left Wednesday, we was playing volleyball and blew out his knee. And so I'm taking him to a specialist on Tuesday, and most likely going to need knee surgery. So I was the drummer this weekend, and then Chris said, hey, do you need help? And I said, absolutely. So thank you, Chris, for joining us. And then Colby, he's from all over the place, but now his family lives in LaGrange. In the back running our sound system is my intern, Carlin, and then one of our other students, Josh Pilati, a senior, is also here with us helping. One other thing I just wanted to say is, again, just thank you guys so much, but I am so excited for you guys to meet Abe and Diana. They have been somebody that we, like I said, we've grown close to in the last couple years, and we've been praying for this church and for a youth pastor. And so when they called me and asked me, I said, I've got the person I think will really fit well here. So I'm excited for you guys. There's probably more than a few things you're going to have to fix since he's been working with me, but I know you guys can do it. I know you can handle them. So if you guys want to go ahead and stand, and we'll worship together.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you all for joining us here, or having us here, actually. It's been a blessing to be here in this community, to serve alongside some of you guys. And we have a couple songs for you this morning, and I pray that we'll, let's go ahead and pray before we go ahead and start. But dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this wonderful day, and just thank you that we can gather here together in your name and to lift ourselves up in worship to you, Lord, and give our hearts to you. Just pray that that would be what we do here as we worship. And just thank you for this time, and in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
What are you turning to wine?
Christ alone. In Christ alone, our hope is found. I really love that beginning of that song, in Christ alone, our hope is found. He's our Savior. Something I found in my own life is, even in the hard times, we still need to look to Jesus, because for one, he is our hope, and it's just amazing how he is in our lives and impacts that. So turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Glory and
worship with you this morning. You may all be seated.